today, our Honolulu Civil Beat Reality Check looks at the cluster of positive COVID-19 cases on the island of Lanai. Reporter Brittany Light joins us with more on the story. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning, Catherine.
So we're catching up with you on Kauai, but you have loads of information about what's going on Lanai. Did you make it over there?
I did make it over there, yes. I rushed over there on Thursday when it became apparent that this outbreak was really starting to grow and could be, quite a challenge for healthcare workers to get their hands around. So I was there from Thursday until Saturday evening, and what I saw was really kind of a dramatic version of what our entire state has been through. The island had been COVID-free for nearly 7 months, and suddenly the virus, seeped into the island and really spread quite quickly. There right now are at least 79 positive cases, and that number could continue to grow.
Well, I know everybody was concerned because, they were doing so well. They were COVID-free. I was thinking, that's a great marketing, aspect as they started to welcome, visitors back to the islands. And so it's just awful to hear the numbers keep climbing.
Yeah, I spoke to someone who said that he had a friend who flew in on Wednesday, the day after that it became apparent that the virus had infiltrated the island. And this person flew in and said, I'm flying to the one place in the United States that doesn't have COVID. Well, of course, that was quite bad timing.
Yeah,
not,
that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So what were you able to find out about, how this started or who's affected?
Yeah, so far there are at least 79 people affected, but there was a major testing drive on Saturday that upwards of 650 residents got tested. So those results are still coming in. It's possible that the numbers could climb as the results do trickle in. But what we know is that the first recorded cases popped up on October 20th, so a week ago, and the virus at that time was detected in a healthcare worker who had a history of inter-island travel and three employees of the Four Seasons Resort there. And from there, we know that numerous kapuna have been infected with the virus, and at least 15 school children. Some of those children have brought the virus home to their families. At least for the first week of this outbreak, things were really spreading. Now, residents are really, masking up wherever they go. I saw everyone wearing a mask, whether they were walking the dog alone outside or behind the wheel of a car. And people are really hunkering down at home and just trying to isolate and stop this from spreading. At the same time, healthcare workers are trying to understand just how deeply it's already pervaded the population.
And, we're keeping our fingers crossed that there isn't a serious, there aren't serious cases, that hopefully it's all mild because their medical facilities aren't great there on the island. Very limited space and limited equipment.
Yeah, when I was there Saturday, at least as of Saturday, no one had needed hospital care. So that's good, and hopefully that's still the case, although I don't know. And there is, of course, a hospital on the island, but really, for anyone who needs hospital care related to the coronavirus, the best that hospital can do is really to stabilize you and get you medevaced out to a facility on Maui or Oahu. So I think the predicament here is that, if a lot of residents all at once need to be medevaced out, that could pose some frightening challenges.
Yeah, I know they're stepping up with testing. I think the hotels were providing kits. Hopefully there is a rapid response team that's there on island, looking to see, how they can manage this properly, because you don't want to see those numbers soar even more.
Right. And I think, the healthcare workers that I spoke to said, we've just got a lot of multi-generational families. We've got, multiple families all living in one home. And so that is, of course, a challenge. And it's a challenge across the state, when a virus the virus pops up in a family and you've got, you know, 8, 10 or more people in a household, it's just almost impossible to keep it from spreading. So I know that that's an issue that they're dealing with now.
Yeah, I know that's a concern. You know, like I said, they've just opened up tourism just a couple of weeks into that, and this is not a good thing. So hopefully we can put a damper on this. But thanks so much, Brittany.
Thanks, Catherine. Take care.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. Read her story online at civilbeat.org.